Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. Here in the dark corners, you'll find the bizarre traditions, ghastly history, and scary stories and poems. And now, the OG himself, that's Ominous Ghoul, the Halloween Haunter.
Much of the glorious Halloween holiday we are familiar with came from Ireland and points nearby. Here now is a quick glance at some Celtic monsters. Let me know if you would like for me to elaborate on any. Some I already have, such as the Banshee. One more note, I am not Irish, so I may make a mistake or two on my pronunciations. If so, I apologize. Darug Dhuí is a vampire. Her name means red bloodsucker. As with most vampires, she is a seductress. And as with nearly all vampires, she drains her victims of their blood. The legend goes that the beautiful woman, Darug Dhuí, famous and rich, fell in love with a lowly peasant, who her father disapproved of. It was the olden days, so Daddy forced her to marry a rich man he had found for her. The rich man was horrible, a real-life monster, and she committed suicide. One night, after she had been buried in Waterford near Strongbow's tree, she rose from her grave to seek revenge on these terrible men in her life, relieving them of their lifeblood, and their lives, of course. The whole sorry affair soured the poor woman on men, because she now rises from the dead annually, or some say every full moon, and beguiles fellows to their ultimate demise. If you want to avoid this fate, and you can't resist temptation, find her grave and build a pile of stones on it. It won't end her annual reign of terror, but it will stop her for a tick. Those stones don't usually stay, though, so you'd best be careful. Another vampire is Lanan Chien. Another hot babe who inspires poets and musicians before they die. She doesn't just seduce and chomp her victim. No, she has a torrid, all-involving affair, then abruptly leaves. Her lover is so depressed, he dies. She comes back, takes the body back to her lair, and drains the blood into a huge red cauldron. The blood is the source of her beauty and irresistibility. The Dúlacan is a headless horseman, which are so popular all over the world. He rides a black horse with flaming eyes and carries his head under his arm. His eyes are huge and he has a horrible grin, kind of like Batman's foe, the Joker. His head is the color and texture of moldy cheese. When he stops, someone dies. Some say the Dúlacan throws buckets of blood as he passes victims. Some say he just calls out his victim's name. Some versions of his story has the Banshee riding alongside in a black cart. They whip the horses with a human spine. Like the devil in at least one of the versions of the Jack-o'-lantern story, the Dúlacan's weakness is gold. Although instead of coveting it, he is frightened of it. So best carry some gold coins or a watch to throw at him. Or go to Ireland and dress as a headless horseman, if you are short of ducats. Balor of the Evil Eye is the god of death, one I didn't have time to mention in our discussion of the Grim Reaper in a previous episode. He had one eye and one big leg, and was king of demons who lived in the dark of lakes and seas. That eye was powerful. It could kill just by staring, kind of like Cyclops from the X-Men. Similar to Cyclops, he kept it closed most of the time, but for less altruistic reasons. Those cadavers piling up could become unwieldy. One story goes he gave the demons at least some of his victims, but he was killed by his son Lug, and now those demons have to find their own victims. They do this by transforming into sea monsters, and their favorite food is sailor. I'm afraid I'm out of time, and there were more I wanted to tell you about. Oh well, I'll have to revisit this in the future. If you were not aware of some or all of these Celtic creatures, I hope I have given you some food for thought as you trick-or-treat for the traditional food of Halloween, candy. As always, more can be found in the Halloween Haunt, online at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.